Hey yo, and welcome to the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I'm Sabrina, here to chat with you about what it takes to look and feel like a badass. Fun fact, it's not about 1200 calorie diets and workouts you hate. Nope. Instead, we'll talk about lifestyle habits, mindset, and attitude around sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, all dumped in a great big bucket of self-awareness and personal growth. Each week, I'll give you strategies and actions that you can apply directly into your day-to-day life so that you're making sustainable changes over time. So if you're ready to get your shit together, for reals this time, put on your sassy pants and get comfy. Let's do this. Hey yo, welcome back and thanks for joining for another episode in a new year. Happy New Year. Before I kick things off, I do want to mention that I am recording from a new space with a new microphone, and I'm still trying to figure everything out, so if it sounds a little bit different this time and maybe a little bit wonky, bear with me. I'm working on it. We're gonna sort out all the stuff and things. And I know, last week I dropped off the face of the planet without a word. Listen, life got crazy, and when it wasn't crazy, I was exhausted and I decided to just take a break. I wish I could say it was relaxing to just come unplugged from the podcast and my business goals and all of that for a week or so, but I'll be honest, I thought about it a lot and I felt really conflicted about it. Suddenly, I was facing this fear that if I stopped or paused my progress for even a moment, that it would be this great big failure and that I would lose my momentum and all of this would be for nothing and on and on and on. Does this sound familiar? It's kind of crazy to me how we can so easily get in our heads and overthink things and draw conclusions that really lack any real validity. And while in this case I'm referring to my podcast and business, there have been so many times when this has been the case for my health and wellness habits. And maybe you can relate to this. Suddenly missing one workout, overindulging in one meal, or going 1 week without seeing the scale go down, and our minds explode and tell us that we're the worst, or we're not trying hard enough, or all of our efforts have been wasted, and there's something seriously wrong with us. If this is not your inner dialogue, that's amazing. And if you don't relate to this, don't worry about it. If you don't relate to this, this isn't something that you want to strive for. So I want to talk about this issue with overthinking things and how it can lead to trying too hard only to end up in total collapse. Again, it's not going to happen for everybody, but for some people, this is a really real reality. It's not only relevant to me right now because I had a mini mental freak out over putting my business priorities on hold for a week to handle some very real life events, but also because we are still in New Year's resolutions season. Not just in that season, but we're already creeping into the stage where a lot of people are starting to lose their grip on their resolutions and settle back into their status quo of the previous year. I want to pause here and acknowledge that this isn't going to be true for everyone. A lot of people set goals and resolutions at the new year and they stick with it and they kick major ass. And if that's you, I'm fucking proud of you and you're a badass. If it's not you, don't worry. The problem isn't you. Not really. And you're still a badass who is just trying to find the route that works for you and brings you joy. And I'm here to help you find your way and navigate this journey in a way that makes sense for you. But that starts by getting out of your own head and setting some realistic expectations around what achieving goals looks like. I talk about this a lot on this podcast, setting goals and being realistic and moving slowly for sustainable behavior change for a healthy lifestyle. Because the goal is to make it a lifestyle, after all, and get good at it and comfortable with it so that you can just live your life, so that you can stop thinking about it so much, so that you can indulge sometimes without guilt, so that you can take a dog day and nest on the couch with snacks and Netflix and puppy cuddles and not worry about the workout that you're missing. But to get to this point of just living our lives and not overthinking it, we need to practice this whole not overthinking it thing. Because it isn't one of those things where you can just flip a switch one day and be like, okay, cool, I'm done overthinking things and feeling like a neurotic basket case. I'm not saying that to be insensitive, by the way. This is just how my inner dialogue with myself works. So let's talk about overthinking things and how this can work against us. To start out, when I say overthinking things, one of the things I'm primarily talking about here is thinking about something so much that we make it immensely more complicated than it needs to be. Here's a good example. I love the YouTube channel Team for Never Lean, hosted by Harry. I'll link to his channel in the show notes. Essentially, Harry provides commentary on YouTuber workout programs and breaks down what, in his experience, is effective training and what's not, and what's a healthy mindset for this type of training, and a lot of different things. And at the end of the day, he's a big proponent of mental health, and that ultimately, while his personal goals may not be the same as all of his viewers, he appreciates YouTubers and fitness influencers who inspire people to get moving and experience the benefits of exercise and fitness. I love Harry and his crazy hats and all the sauce he brings to his content. One of the things that I found with this channel, however, is that Harry goes into some deep detail about things about specific training styles, exercises, what's best for what, and also answers questions that his viewers leave in the comments section. As a fitness enthusiast, this can be a lot of fun for me because I learn all kinds of things. My one critique, however, is that while this is great information and he does acknowledge that any movement, if done safely, is good movement, his content is often not very beginner-friendly. Let me explain. Harry is so well-versed in the nuances of fitness and exercise that he focuses on things that, in my opinion, are too detailed for the everyday person or fitness newbie. So if I were to trip over his channel with no experience in fitness and trying to find my way and where to start, TFNL would have me feeling all kinds of overwhelmed because the level of overthinking things is pretty incredible. And TFNL meaning Team for Never Lean. This level of detail and depth of thought is great if you're a trainer, a competitor, or conditioned fitness enthusiast who is seeking that level of challenge. But if you're someone who is brand new to this world and you're getting a lesson on how something isn't as effective if you're not progressively overloading or, you know, whatever, that's a good way to get caught up in putting the tricks before the trade, which I've talked about on this podcast before. Here's the thing. If you're brand new at something, and if you're getting sucked into this world of nuance and detail when you don't even know where to start, you are at serious risk for overthinking things. And the problem with overthinking things? Okay, well, there's a couple, actually. The first one is overwhelm. When you overthink the shit out of things, that can very easily lead to overwhelm. Trust me, I'm a pro at this. And what happens when we're overwhelmed? Often we opt to do nothing or not make the change that we wanted to make that would help ourselves feel better, stronger, more energized, or whatever. I'll be honest, overwhelm is one of my greatest adversaries of all time in all areas of my life. Why? Because I'm a horrendous, horrendous overthinker. I think I've used this expression before on this podcast, but it's like my mom has always said, I'm going to chew on it until all the flavor is gone and then stick it in my hair. So when it comes to some of, you know, these changes that I'm trying to make or habits that I'm trying to change, whatever the case might be, I will overthink the shit out of it. And it's kind of like, okay, I'll chew on it until all the flavor is gone and then I'll stick it in my hair. And, you know, it's a thing. I speak from experience. That's my degree of overthinking things to the point of thinking myself into taking no action at all. I end up stuck. The second problem with overthinking is that it can potentially lead people to taking on more than they can handle from the onset. I'm pretty guilty of this one too. What I mean by this is overthinking things and then in all of our excitement taking on more than we can sustain because it creates this big change in our lives that we weren't prepared for. Here's an example of this with my business. And this has been kind of paralyzing for me, so please grant me some grace here as I give you a peek behind the curtain of my neurosis. In planning the program to go along with my coaching services, the modules, the lessons, the topics, the resources, and all of the things, I have overthought this to death, and I want to include all of the things, and so I have several partially completed components to it, and none of it in a place where it can actually help anyone because it's not finished. Why is none of it finished? Because I overthought the shit out of it and now I'm trying to do too many things at once. I mean, that's one part of it anyway. But do you see what I mean? When we overthink things, it can cause us to either take no action or bite off more than we can chew. And at the end of the day, I would argue that this is all a result of trying too hard. It's the result of wanting something so badly that you have yourself convinced that if you just really think it through and plan it out to a T, then you'll be successful. This is an easy trap to fall into because even knowing this, I'm still an advocate for being very thoughtful with your planning and actions you choose to take. Being thoughtful is how you make sure your actions are sustainable and aligned with your overall goals and the bigger picture, your why. So how do you find this balance between thoughtful planning for success and overthinking that drives you straight into trying too hard? I could go into a lot of things here because, well, that's just my nature. Again, I think like I've mentioned before, it takes me 50 words to say something that could be said in 3 words. That's just me. Welcome to my podcast. Instead, I'm going to try and lean away from that just a little bit. I'm going to give you one thing and leave you with just this one tip. Keep it simple. I know this is boring and overly simple, and really you've been listening to me for how long only to get to this tip and you've probably heard it a million times. I understand, but hear me out. If you are struggling with overthinking things and trying too hard, which, you know, leading to stopping before you start or starting on a bunch of things only to leave them unfinished and either way feeling like a failure, one of the best things you can do is regroup and simplify. Here are some examples of what this could look like. First, let's say you're trying to get into a fitness routine, so you wander down the YouTube, Instagram, and God forbid TikTok rabbit hole of fitness and exercise, and you start compiling all this information and drop money on all of these programs, supplements, and workout equipment, and when all is said and done, you can't get yourself to do the damn programs or use the damn supplements or workout equipment. It's a lot. It's overwhelming. And are you really ready for this? Or, you know, insert a million other excuses. To simplify, intentionally move your body every day. Plans are great, but if you're already in this space of overthinking things, your saving grace could really be stripping away all of the noise and starting with just intentional movement. This could be a walk after dinner, as many push-ups as you can do while you're waiting for your shower to warm up in the morning, squats while your coffee brews, stretching during a meeting, playing frisbee with your kids when you get home from work, dancing to some music while you're folding laundry. Just move your body a little more today than you did yesterday. As you get comfortable, add one more little thing. Emphasis on one more little thing. For a second example, let's say you're wanting to lose weight and you are going to completely overhaul your diet. You watched all the documentaries and gorged yourself on all of the nutrition influencers' stories on Instagram, and you're convinced that the only way to lose weight and be healthy is to cut out all animal products, sugar, alcohol, and carbohydrates. And don't forget to add in those adaptogens. You know, the ones that taste like dirt, even though all of the advertising tells you that they taste great. Barf. For real. I've tried them. Barf. Before you know it, you've thrown out enough food that you feel really guilty about it, and you're pissed off because it's food that you enjoy, and you're not doing well getting used to eating a predominantly plant-based diet, and you miss your fucking bread to the point where you'd chew off your left arm for the bottomless breadsticks at Olive Garden. I could rant on and on about this, but I think you get my point. And for me, what this would look like is, oh, I need to get these things out of my house. I might as well eat all of it right now rather than throw it away. And so, you know, then of course I've completely overindulged and feel like crap and all of the things. So try to avoid that trap too. Little side tangent, but there you go. Here are some different ways that you could simplify this. And note that these are all individual suggestions, not one laundry list of things that you should do all at once. Use smaller plates. If you typically clean your plate, leave one or two bites behind. This is unless you're still actually hungry, then listen to your body. Next, don't go back for seconds until you've had at least 20 minutes to let your food settle and then ask yourself if you're really hungry for seconds. Another one is plate up whatever you're eating rather than eating it out of the container, whether it's a bag of chips, ice cream, yogurt, grapes, whatever. Plate it up and portion it out to prevent mindless eating. Finally, if you're a fast food junkie, no judgies, I've been there. Replace one fast food meal a week with a home-cooked meal. The point is, sometimes the best thing you can do is one simple action that is so small that you barely notice you're doing it, that you barely notice any difference. One of my favorite examples of this, and a story that has stuck with me since the beginning of my interest in fitness in 2015, this story actually came out before that, but this was when I found it. This is Jessie Shan's story. I'll link to the video from bodybuilding.com in the show notes, and I highly recommend checking out this video and hearing his story, but I'll summarize a couple of points here for some things that he did. At nearly 700 pounds, one piece of advice Jessie received was that instead of eating the 8 cheesy quesadillas he had planned for dinner that night, have 7. For his cardio exercise, someone suggested to him that he flop around. This might not sound like much, but especially for someone carrying so much extra weight, this can be truly exhausting and great exercise. The point is you work with what you got. These are 2 examples of super small, simple actions that Jesse took to get himself started. Yes, he eventually built up from here, but starting small and having those easy wins created momentum that resulted in tremendous weight loss for him. The thing about Jesse's story is that there is an example of overthinking things from the beginning. He talks about how he thought weight loss meant hours in the gym of really hard workouts and things like that, which I think is a misconception that a lot of people have when it comes to weight loss. And as a result, because he knew that he wasn't going to do that, he was real with himself. I'm not going to do that. So he did nothing. I think a lot of people fall into this trap too. He goes on to talk about his goals and how he leaned on the bodybuilding.com forums for accountability and support. Now, I want to mention here that the bodybuilding.com platform isn't for everyone. It can still be pretty intimidating and overwhelming, but if you're curious, I think it's worth checking out. I haven't seen anything super alarming from this resource, but transparently, I also haven't engaged in the resource itself in quite a while. I also want to acknowledge that Jesse's story is a little bit extreme in the sense that most people aren't carrying that much excess weight. Regardless of how much excess weight you may be carrying, if any at all, this idea of starting with small, simple things can work for you. Your small change might look different from Jesse's, and it could be for a health goal that's unrelated to weight loss. For example, if you're not getting any cardio activity, if you're not getting your heart rate up above resting level on a somewhat regular basis, your one simple thing might be putting on a fitness marshal dance video and dancing for one song, just 3 to 5 minutes, wherever it fits into your day. I'll also link to the fitness marshal in the show notes. It's a lot of fun. The point is, you don't need to change your clothes, you don't need equipment, you don't need a gym membership, and you don't need some huge amount of time. Now let's say if you're a little more advanced than that and you have some regular activity, you know, let's say you're walking for a half an hour for 4 days a week, where can you fit in a 5th walk? Or can you add a couple minutes of stretches or yoga poses to the end of your walks? I could go on and on with these examples of how you can get out of your own head and stop overthinking things by making things stupid simple. This is the kind of thing that fascinates me and excites me because progress doesn't need to be hard. And if it's feeling really hard, that might be your indicator that it's time to take a step back and simplify it. Understanding that it's okay that progress is slow. And I think that that's the big key here is that a lot of the reason why people take on too much is because they are trying to achieve things quickly. What I hope that you have really picked up from this podcast by this point is that slow is sustainable. And I really want this to be sustainable for you because being trapped in this space of trying to overhaul your life, overhaul your habits, do these things, lose this weight, whatever the case may be, it's exhausting. Hopefully this wasn't too much rambling, and my hope for you today is that this has been an opportunity to consider breaking things down into the smallest steps and keeping things super simple to get you started to help you push through a plateau or overall start making progress. If you've been struggling with overthinking, give yourself permission to set those perfectly outlined goals aside, to be okay with doing things in not the most efficient or productive way. Give yourself permission to stop overthinking, keep things ridiculously simple, and start making progress, even if it's imperfect progress. Sometimes all you need is just one little thing to just get you going. I'm coming at you this week without much of a plan. There are so many things I want to do for my business, for my health and well-being, my fitness, my sanity, and for all the things. Rather than get worked up about all of it, I'm giving myself permission to let go of the perfect planning. I'm setting all of that aside and refocusing on one simple thing, this one podcast episode, one task to contribute to the overall progress of what I'm trying to achieve. Yes, I will eventually need to build on this one action, sooner rather than later. But that's not the focus today. The focus today is this one thing. Tomorrow, it'll be one more thing. And if tomorrow's one more thing is challenging for me, I'll try that same thing the next day. Life came at me hard recently, and so it's nice to know that I can scale back focus on one thing to just kind of get my shit together a little bit, and then pick up and carry on from there. So this is a really good point to remind you or let you know if you didn't realize that this doesn't need to be just if you're a beginner. This could be if you are, I mentioned a plateau, you know, a little bit ago. And so it could be if you're in a plateau or if you've lost your momentum, if you have lost your motivation, if you're feeling kind of stuck, it's nice to kind of take that, you know, metaphorical deep breath, although you should take a literal deep breath too. I strongly recommend that. And then just getting out of your own head and doing one thing that can really kickstart you again and keep it simple and, you know, bringing yourself back to that point every time you start to recognize that you are overthinking something and getting overwhelmed or whatever the case may be. This is where a practice in self-awareness becomes really, really helpful. Kind of regrouping back to what I was saying, you know, for myself and, you know, this one thing today, one more thing tomorrow. None of this is really all that different from anything I've been saying on this podcast for weeks and months now. It's just breaking down this idea of small, simple actions and using these baby steps as a way to get out of your head and get out of your own way and get back to feeling like the badass that you are. My last recommendation for this is to really practice some self-awareness again around what you're doing, but in a little bit of a different context this time. Recognize your efforts, because these small, simple actions that may seem like they're not really tied to anything, well, you'll make progress that might be slow and hard to see day in and day out, but at the end of the month, I'd be willing to bet you got a lot farther than you realize. And in the spirit of keeping things simple, I'm not recommending that you track anything so that you can, you know, see the difference. Just practice that self-awareness so that you don't forget where you're starting from, so that you can really appreciate the win and the progress that you've made as time goes by with that consistency. All right, Bella has started to snore, so that is my cue to wrap things up. So just be aware of where you're starting from, your consistency and your progress, and give yourself a pat on the back or a high five for the win, because a lot of little wins add up to great big achievements and you don't want to miss that. Alrighty, my friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today and joining me after my week off. I hope 2023 is off to a wonderful start for you, and if it's not, remember that every new day is a new opportunity. You don't have to wait for the next year to roll around to make lasting change or do something good for you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, do something that makes you smile and brings you joy, and I will catch up with you next time. Later. Many thanks for joining me for another episode of the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I hope today's chat gave you some things to noodle on and that you're walking away feeling inspired and empowered to live a badass life. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please snag a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag a friend or two, and tag me at sa.brina.brina. That's sa.brina.brina. And include the hashtag #badassistheNewSkinny. If you could also drop me a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts, it would mean the world to me. For more of the good stuff, head on over to my website at sabrinabrina.com. Catch you next time. Later.